deceived.
Deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man shall
sow,
that shall be also reaped. For he that soweth in his flesh shall.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting. Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And God is letting us know right now that if we put our focus upon Him,
right,
everything that we go through, every trial, amen, if we'll not be weary, amen, in other words, not wonder about how things are going to take place, but hold on to God, for in due season we shall reap what we faint not. In other words, when we don't give up, we put God forward,
we never
we
give up.
Forward, amen. God said we should reap whatever we sow. Amen. We reap life everlasting, do the will of God, reaping for the things that are good of God, we're going to reap those things. But if we reap to the flesh, we're going to reap corruption.
We never.
You make the choice up.
Never give up. Never give up. We never give up.
Amen.
He does for me, I know. I'm very worthy of Him all. But He loves me, He freely gives all. My life to Him, I have so much to pray.
Yes, and you have, and we all have so much to thank Him for. I thank Him every day. Just thank Him and praise Him, you know. Praise His holy name. You know, you got to praise Him. I mean, He's the one to give you breath every day, Lord. I thank Him every day for letting me wake up every day. Now, I'm going to hand the mic back over to my darling husband. Amen. Are you ready for it? Here it comes.
Amen. Can everybody hear me all right? God bless you. Before I give the message, I want to pray for the room and for everybody in the room. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house today, Lord. Ask, Father God, Lord, you bless each and every person in this room tonight, Lord. Pray, Father God, Lord, you stir up their spirits tonight, Lord. Give them wisdom and understanding, Lord, of your word tonight, Lord. Let the anointing break the yoke off the enemy in their lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. How many know tonight it takes the anointing to break the yoke off the enemy? So I pray, Father God, for the anointing hand of God to be upon each and every person's life in here tonight, Lord, to break the enemy off of every disease, every financial problem, every situation they go through tonight, Lord, and to put their trust upon you, Lord, and their faith upon you, Lord. And amen, that you'll bind the enemy off their lives, Lord, and bring peace and safety, Lord, and bring many blessings upon each and every person in this room tonight. I ask you, Father God, Lord, to anoint this message that you've given me tonight, Lord. Amen, that it would implant in their hearts, Lord, a seed, amen, that they can take with them, Lord, and implant into other hearts, Lord, amen, that they can grow from the Word tonight, Lord, and let it be multiplied in their lives, Lord. I ask you, Father God, open up their ears, they can hear. Open up their hearts, Lord, that they can receive. But most of all, Lord, we ask you, Lord, for your presence to be upon this room, Lord. We ask, Lord, for your mighty presence of your Spirit to be upon this room tonight, Lord. And Lord, that all needs be met. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You know, before I give the message, I was thinking about something tonight. I want to title the message tonight, Whose Voice Are You Going to Obey? That's the title of the message the Lord has put on my heart. I don't know why God is, amen, giving me these kind of messages, amen. But I believe God is doing a changing on the inside of me for a reason, amen. It's getting me in training, amen, because I tell you, we are in the last days, amen. How many will realize we are in the last days, and Jesus Christ is coming soon, amen. To take his bride away, he's coming back for the church, amen, without spot, blemish, and wrinkle. He's coming back for those who made themselves ready, amen. Amen. God is putting a change in me, and I pray tonight, amen. After this message, he'll put a change in your heart, and you'll start seeing things a little bit stronger, amen. Amen. You know, I got to preach harder now than I've ever preached before. I believe that's one of the changes God is putting in my heart, amen, to be able to preach harder. Because, see, the enemy has a short time. Don't you know that the enemy tonight is going to try to pull everything, amen, from the gates of hell against God's people? He's going to pull every spirit that he can out against God's people, amen, because he knows he's got a battle ahead of him. He knows, amen, that if he can pull God's people away, amen, he's won. But I tell you something tonight, he will not win as long as we hold on to Jesus tonight. I'm claiming victory tonight. And God wants me to give you this message to understand some things tonight. Amen. Praise God. I'm already getting stirred up. I ain't even got the message yet. Oh, amen. Amen. If you got your Bibles, well, turn to the book of Romans. I don't know why. Amen. It's really awesome. Amen. Sister M and Brother Sal could get in the same devotion, and Brother Sal could get the book of Romans, and for some reason God has got me in training. Amen. It goes along with what they're saying. So tonight I'm in the book of Romans. And we'll be reading. See, Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Put my magnifying glass. Go. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. Romans chapter 12. I'm going to start with verse 11. Well, I'll start with verse 10. Romans chapter 12, verse 10. Says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of our sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering or wantonness. Not in strife or anything, but put on you the Lord Jesus Christ to make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. I was reading that scripture. Amen. And God kind of stirred me up a little bit tonight. Amen. As I read that, you know, when the Bible talks about, amen, being Not in drunkenness, amen. He wasn't talking about drinking liquor. He was talking about her mind, amen, being up on the world. Amen. You know, when her mind is up on the world, it gets clogged up with all the circumstances and all the problems and all the trials, amen. Our mind gets weak, and it's like a person that staggers in, amen, when they're drunk. They don't have no direction of what they're doing, amen. Their thoughts and their mind, amen, thinking it's all messed up because the liquor has took effect in the body, amen, and it kind of destroys the mind the way it thinks. And that's why God says not to be drunk that way. Not by the flesh, but in the spiritual realm, amen. Talking about, amen, drinking of the wrong things of the world, amen. And that's what happens, amen. We get around things, amen, that pulls us down away from the Spirit of God. We're going to be like a man that's been drinking all day, amen. We're going to stagger around, and we're not going to be stable, amen. And God wants us to be stable in His Word. Why? Because, like I said before, the enemy is going to try to pull every spirit from hell, amen, in these last days. Every spirit that he's got in there, he's going to throw out every spirit. He's going to try to cause the mothers to come against the daughters to come against the mothers, amen, and the fathers against the sons, amen. He's going to try to cause these spirits to come against brothers and sisters in the Lord, amen. He's going to try to cause backbiting and backstabbing, amen. He's going to try to cause everybody to come against one another, amen. Why? Because he's not in the spirit of love. The enemy is in the spirit of hate, amen. He wants to destroy God's people, and God tonight is wanting me to give you guys some wisdom and some understanding, amen, about who we serve and what kind of voice we're going to listen to tonight, amen. Praise God. I was sitting there thinking about some things tonight, amen. And it was like Jesus was telling me in the spirit. I could feel Jesus moving inside my spirit, amen. And he was telling me, amen, that he was the way, that he was the truth, that he was the life, amen. Praise God. Amen. I was reading about some things, amen. You know, when Jesus went up into the wilderness, amen. The enemy told Jesus, amen, if you'll bow down and worship me, I'll give you all the land and all his possessions, amen. And Jesus told him, it is written, I shall serve the Lord thy God, and only him shall I serve. Amen. I was thinking about something. Where, amen, in the Bible does it say, amen, that the devil, amen, was going to give us anything good? There's nothing in this Bible that says that the enemy is going to give us anything good. Whose voice was warning us about all these things? It was the voice of Jesus, amen. Praise God. When his disciples asked Jesus, they said, Lord, what shall be the signs of the end time? And Jesus told them, amen, that there should be wars, and they should be rumors of wars, and there should be earthquakes and pestilence in diverse places, amen. And there wouldn't be enough food, amen. And that there would be many false Christ and prophets, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But then the devil didn't sit there and tell the disciples, well, I'm coming back with false Christ, and I'm coming back with the amen earthquakes, and I'm coming back with this. No! Jesus was the one, amen, that warned us. The devil ain't going to warn you about nothing, amen. But Jesus, throughout the whole Bible, was talking about his Father's kingdom, amen. Who's the one that tells us about there's going to be a mansion to prepare for us, amen? The devil doesn't say, well, I got a mansion prepared for you in hell. He doesn't tell you about that, amen. But Jesus warned us, amen, that if we don't stay close to him, that there would be a hell, amen, with wailing and gnashing of teeth. He warns us about what hell is going to be like, amen. The devil doesn't warn us, amen, about what hell is going to be like. He doesn't tell us that there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. He doesn't tell us that there's going to be a place of torment. He doesn't tell us that there's going to be a place that will be no rest of day, amen, all day. He doesn't tell us about a place where we're going to burn forever and ever and ever. The devil don't tell you all this, but Jesus warned us, amen. And he tells us, if we hold on to him, I will give you eternal life, amen. I will keep you from the pit of hell tonight, amen. He warns us that if we'll keep a hold of him, and we'll endure to the end, we shall be saved as long as we hold on to him, amen. The devil don't say, well, you endure to me, I'll give you something. He doesn't tell me I'm going to give you hell, or he's going to give you life. He doesn't tell you nothing. And I was thinking about that. All through the Bible, Jesus was talking about his love, amen. Put the blocker on, baby.
I'm counting down the minutes until I can be with you again.
Sorry about that. Amen. The devil is a liar, and he's a deceiver of lies, and he tries to tell God's people, amen, to do things that ain't right. I'm asking tonight, whose voice are you listening to tonight? Are you going to listen to the one that's in this Bible that warns you about all the things that the enemy's going to do? Or, amen, are you going to listen to what the devil's going to do and not tell you about what he's going to do? Amen. He tells you, amen, to go out and do things. He doesn't tell you the consequences. He doesn't tell you that there's going to be a hell. He doesn't tell you, amen, there's going to be torment. He doesn't tell you that there's going to be a place, amen, without a doctor. Amen. If you read a little bit farther, amen, the Word of God comes back and says at the end of the book of Revelation, amen, he said, whose names were not written in the Lamb's book of life were cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Who told us about the lake of fire? God did. The enemy didn't tell you, amen, well, if you serve me, I'll just throw you in the lake of fire. He don't tell you that, amen. But God's the one, amen, that tells you through his voice. And you say, well, how does God talk to me? He talks to me through the Word, amen. He's the one that talked to me through this whole Bible, amen. It's God's Word that speaks in this Bible. It ain't that there was Word, it's God's Word. The Word is true and pure, and is a shield to those that put their faith upon Him, amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says the Word of God is true and pure, and it is a shield to those that put their trust upon Him tonight, amen. Are you putting your trust upon the Word of God and listen to His voice, amen. Praise God. And I thought about the time I was out in the world, and they did a thing in the world. Say amen. The devil didn't tell me, well, God, you go out in the world, and I promise you this, and I promise you that, amen. He was making me look like everything was good, but he wasn't telling me the consequences of the things that was going to take place if I held on to the world. And God told me, he said his word, amen, not to make provision to the flesh, amen, to do the lust thereof, amen, but get them out of our life, amen, and put your trust upon God, amen. Listen to my voice, says the Lord. Listen to what I tell you to do, amen. Then you'll have victory. Oh, hallelujah. But so many people got their eyes upon, amen, everybody else, wondering what everybody else is going to do, amen. God doesn't give us a spirit of backbiting. God doesn't give us a spirit of truth spirit. God doesn't give us a spirit of bearing false witness, amen. That's all from the enemy, amen. God changes those things around, amen, when he sent us Jesus, amen. God, amen, promised us Jesus, amen. What did the enemy promise you tonight? Amen. He didn't send a son that died on the cross for you. He didn't send somebody to took the 39th stripes. He didn't send somebody to take a crown of thorns, amen. He didn't send nothing but a deceiving spirit, amen, to take down God's people, amen. And we are in the last days. And God tell me I'm going to preach the message to make people understand what kind of God are you serving tonight? What kind of man are you serving tonight? Are you going to serve a winner? Are you going to serve a loser, amen? I want to serve a winner. I want to be a winner in God, amen. Oh, hallelujah. If I, amen, you and my flesh and to the, amen, to the members of the flesh, amen, I'm going to be a loser, amen. Don't you know the enemy comes and he entices us, amen, with the things, amen, of the world, amen. And wants to pull us back, right, because he used to have us there. And he knows it's not going to profit us nothing, amen. The promise is hell, that's all it's going to profit us, amen. We go back into the worldly phase. Amen. You want to get away, amen, from God. Go back into the world and start getting around some of the things that you used to do. And I'm going to tell you something. You'll start losing faith, amen. You'll start losing your love. You'll start losing that kindness. You'll start losing that peace, amen.
Right,
amen. That's why the Bible says, come out from amongst them and be ye separate, amen. Do not be underneath the yoke, amen, with unbelievers, amen. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says, what communion has fellowship, and what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness, amen. You won't have a fellowship, amen, because there's nothing to it. It's all a lie from the enemy, amen. If he can pull you back, amen, to doing the things you used to do. This is the time when voice we're going to listen to. Are we going to listen to the one that's going to let us be a winner? The one that's going to give us the eternal promise? Are we going to be yielded, amen, to go back to the things, amen, that will turn us down? I'd rather serve somebody in this Bible that warns me, amen, about things to come than serving somebody that warns me about nothing. But that's God's voice telling me that tonight. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the voice of God that comes through the Word and says, yes, I am Jesus. I prepare a place for you. I go to my Father's mansion, amen. And if I come again, I'm coming back for you and receive you into myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's telling me some truth here, amen. He's telling me of a place he's preparing for me.
That's right, amen.
The devil ain't sitting there telling me, well, Don, you keep serving me. I got a place prepared for you in hell, and you're going to die and you're going to go there. He don't tell me about that. Who warned me? Jesus warned me. Jesus is the one warning me tonight. It ain't the enemy. The enemy don't want to warn me about nothing. But thanks be to God, Jesus' word is true. And he tells us, amen. Throughout the Bible, he warns us, amen. Jesus warned, amen, the disciples, pray for the enemy. Pray for those who come against you. Pray for those that say, oh, man, or evil against you, persecute you, and pull you down. Pray for what? So that God could change their hearts, amen. So that they would not get pulled down into the stairs of the enemy and get pulled down into the gates of hell. God said, pray for them, amen. So God's the only one that knows the changing, amen. That's why the Bible says it's better to obey God than man. When we start obeying God, man, we start getting our eyes upon man or no ways, amen, we're going to fall. Amen. I don't want to lift myself no high on no high pedestal. I want to be lifted up into Jesus, amen. I don't want to put myself on some kind of pedestal thinking I'm high and mighty than everybody else because I'm not. I want to stay humble before the Lord, amen.